All right, here's how this goes. I am used to my audience eating Cheerios while I'm talking about Jesus, so you guys will have to bear with me. I'm not used to such an older crowd, if you will. But I would like to welcome everybody here. Thank you for coming, and Lord willing, you will get something from God's Word. And if I say something, hopefully you will forget it if it's not meant to be. In order for everybody to understand where my text is coming from, the verse today, I need to give you a little bit of a backstory, if you will. This all stems from my mom, actually. As you know, she passed away 5 years ago. Actually, it was 6 in February. And for those of you who did not know my mom, she was fun, loving, kind, a little crazy, and you didn't mess with her when she made up her mind. It was final. But one thing I do remember a lot about is she loved the Lord greatly. And she taught all of us a lot about the Lord, which I am so thankful for now, especially with my own children, and I'm trying to teach them. I remember a lot of things, and I try to use that, even right down to discipline. I'm like, okay, how did Mom do this? So she has taught me many things. In the last month of her life, I remember her just telling me to trust the Lord in everything. And I remember being like, yeah, okay, Mom, whatever, because how can I trust them during this time? And I was able to listen, and I'm so glad I did, because as time went by, Mom went home to be home with the Lord, and then it was my turn to trust Him, which is so much harder. But I realized it was really important that I learned to trust Him and not let the situation overtake me and consume me and become bitter about everything. Or I could learn from it and grow from it. So I remember thinking and praying and just asking the Lord to give me a verse to help me grow and to comfort me and give me peace and strength. I'm going to read from my devotional, and those who know me, forgive me. Ever since I had my children, I am an emotional mess. I don't know, I messed up my hormones, I think. But so please bear with me. Because I want you to understand the depth of how low we can hurt, but how amazing God can step in and help. Today I just miss Mom. I think for the past couple of days I've been mad or really tired. It has been like if I just sleep, maybe I won't hurt. I didn't think I could still be hurting this much. I miss her so much. I wish I could tell her how much she likes me. What a godly. What a godly example she was to me. I know she is with you, God, and I should feel this bad, yet I do. God, please help me. My heart hurts. I try so hard to be strong, yet I think I'm failing. Maybe I'm not mad at Jay. Maybe I'm just going through grieving. Apparently we were fighting. Sometimes I wish I was younger again and I didn't know this pain. What would I have done differently? Or would I? Lord, please help me. I don't want to dwell on it, and I don't want this to make me bitter. I would love it if you could use this to change me for the better. A couple days later, a still small voice. Am I too busy feeling sorry for myself to hear God talking to me quietly? So Sometimes I'm looking for that neon sign instead of the still small voice. Stop, look, and listen. You know, isn't that true? Sometimes we're looking for that big sign from God, you know, that big, hello, here I am. But you know what? Really? It's that really quiet voice. When you're really still with God, that gives you what you need most. Well, it was in a still small voice that he did. He gave me what I needed most at that time. And if we could take our Bibles and open up to Psalm 46. Verse 10. And I'm sure a lot of you already know this verse, but it means a whole lot to me. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The whole verse in itself is powerful and wonderful, but it's that first part that just goes over and over in my head. Be still and know that I am God. Isn't that just awesome? If you just take 1 minute, and the piece of paper I gave you, it has 8 words on it. If you guys could just do me a favor, take a minute and just read it over a couple times. Seems like this verse for myself, and I don't know, maybe for some of you, it popped up into my head and in the times that I need it the most. And it gives me this peace and strength that is definitely not from me. It is 100% from the Lord. And as time goes by throughout the years here, the verse still keeps coming up in my head, and in different situations that have been put in my life, even recently, it calms my spirit. And as time goes by, I wanted to actually dive a little deeper into what that verse means. So, I looked up the word be still. So Webster's College Dictionary definition of still, in the adjective form, is remaining in place or at rest, motionless, stationary, as in to stand still. Okay, everybody here knows how to do that really well, right? Because I don't know about you guys, but the only time I'm standing still is probably because I fell asleep standing up. I don't know, especially at this time of year, right? But also I wanted to know a little bit deeper, and so I went to the Hebrew definition. And forgive me, I am going to try my best to pronounce the words correctly. The command to be still comes from, I call it haitha, but I've been told it's pretty close to that, so we're just going to run with that. Some of the verb, raphai, which means to be weak or to let go, to release, which is better translated as cause yourself to let go or let yourself become weak. I don't know about you guys. This is not the top on my easy-to-do list. I tend to think, well, Jason tends to tell me that if it's not Jennifer's way, then you must be doing it wrong. I simply reply that I'm glad you learned this in our early on in our marriage. But that being said, it's definitely something I need to work on. And it brings me to a question that I'd like to present to you guys. What is it that you're struggling with today? I mean, if we were all honest with one another, we each have something we're struggling with. Maybe it's more than one thing. Maybe it's a whole slew of things. Is it marriage, children, Christmas time rush, not letting go of something from the past? And happy with ourselves. Many things that each one of us struggle with. But know that God is there. Be still and know that He is God. He is a wonderful, wonderful God. Which will bring me back, obviously, to the verse. And what are we missing out if we're not being still and taking that time? I know I'm getting ahead of myself, sorry. But if we can turn again to Exodus. Chapter 14. Exodus 14, verses 13 through 14. If I can find it. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." The Israelites were going to get to see something powerful, weren't they? And all they had to do was sit still and watch Him. Trust Him. He was going to take care of it. How many times have we... They already got this, but wait 1 minute. If you do it this way, it'll work out good for me. But really, honestly, all they had to do was walk through the wall, right, of the water. That's all they had to do, is just listen and watch, and God was going to take care of everything. You know, sometimes we like to help along with it. But really, all we have to do is stand still and watch. Like it says in verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." I ask us, if we're not still or standing still, what are we missing out on? Do we take the time every day to stand still? To have that quiet time with the Lord? I know it's hard. I struggle with it. You know, if I don't do it right away in the morning, now it doesn't have to be in the morning, I'm not saying that, but it seems like if I don't do it in the morning right away, oh boy, I pity the children, and I pity Jason, and I pity my mother-in-law, because it just seems like when I do it right away, not that my day is perfect by any means, but it feels like I'm ready for it. I know that God is there with me, and we're doing this together. But when I don't hit it, you know. You just know that there's a difference. And I pray that all of you take that time at some point in the day to be still and be with God. You know, even if it's just a couple minutes. We all have our busies. I understand. I'm sorry, I lost my spot. Back in Psalms 46:10, with the whole verse, as I started studying for this message, I wanted to know just a little bit more. And I started thinking about women of the Bible. I'm like, okay, there's got to be women in the Bible that were still and knew God. This is where you guys can help me. Do any of you have any women that come into your mind from the Bible that you can think of that were still and listened for God, trusted God? Mary, the sister of Martha. Yeah, that was my first one. Anybody else? Who said that? Oh, thank you. I'm like, wait a minute. I hear her voice. Yes? Anybody else? I thought about Ruth, right? She was still for a long time. Many situations in that story. There's many, many examples we could go. But the one that stood out the most to me was Esther. I have always, always loved the story of Esther. Probably because I thought personally I was a princess, and therefore Queen Esther would be a perfect person that I should like. Don't know. But Esther, I imagined her as beautiful, beautiful, young, probably smart woman, Jewish woman. I just always envisioned her with grace and poise. That at least is my vision of Queen Esther. But let's go to Esther, the book of Esther. And I believe Amy, I gave Amy the verses. If you could read Esther, chapter 2, verses 17 and 18.
And the king loved Esther above all women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight, more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all the princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king.
Wow. She was queen. How cool. I know this is my feeble way of thinking about it, but I would be doing a happy dance. No more cleaning, no more wash. You know, living in a palace, no more worries. Well, except for the fact that she couldn't tell anybody that she was Jewish. But really, one thing. I mean, how hard could that be, right? She only had to keep a secret for one thing. That's just... Sometimes, you know, when things are going really good, right? It's almost a little bit harder to be still and have that time with the Lord, isn't it? Because, you know, things are going good and, well, it's going good, you know? I'll catch it tomorrow. You know, and tomorrow turns into next week, and next week turns into so on and so forth. You know, whether it's good, going good, as it is right now for Queen Esther, or... maybe for yourself right now and you're struggling with something in it. Either time, you have to take the time to be still. And know that I am God, right? Whether good or bad. As time goes by, Queen Esther here, and the story is doing well. Things are going well. Her cousin Mordecai and... there's some issues, and he helps the king, and time progresses. There's a lot of chunks that I am really missing here, but I guess I want to get to the key points, which is, you know, things are going good. And then all of a sudden, things take a turn for the worse, if you will. Let's go to chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. Yes, Renee, if she could read this for me.
Then the king's scribes were called on the 13th day of the first month, and the decree was written according to all that he had commanded. So the king sent to the governors who were over each province, the officials of all people, to every province according to the script, and to every people in their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus, it was written,
we got a big problem now, right? Queen Esther is now facing death. Her people are facing death. And if this was brought to you, what kind of emotions would you be feeling at the moment? Scared? Afraid? Questioning God? Why did you bring me here? Why am I here right now? Things are going so well. Or would you stop and drop to your knees and just pray? I don't know exactly how I would react. I hope I would react with the drop to the knees and pray. But I think, I don't know. Let me read Esther chapter 4. Let's find out what Esther did. Esther chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do you not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews? For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan, and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. The maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. I don't know. That's powerful in the sense of, you know what, she was willing to die. She didn't go, "Okay, whatever, Mordecai. Who cares? You know, I'm queen. They're not going to kill me. I'm safe. You guys are on your own." But instead she, you know, prayed and she stood still, right? She fasted and she asked the others to join her in that. You know, sometimes when we need to stand still or we're going through struggles, how important it is to have others know about it so they too can rally around us and pray with us about it. And sometimes you think, "Oh, that's not a big deal," or "I don't want other people to know about this struggle," but really God wants us all to be together and pray about that together. And so here Queen Esther is. She's a fast and she's preparing to go before the king. It is amazing when you read through this whole story. If you have not read through this whole story, which I'm sure many of you have, go home and read it from start to finish. I think it is an amazing story how God has a sovereign plan for each one of us. And you see it written out nice and neat from start to finish for Queen Esther here, but for ourselves, for each one of us. He has this incredible plan for each one of our lives, but are we willing to, like, stop and let him do it? Or are we telling him, "Well, really, we should make the right-hand turn, not the left-hand turn"? You know, sometimes I'm guilty of that. But, you know, if we stand still, we could just see some amazing things that God has planned for us, for each of us in our life. Okay, back to Esther, sorry. This was a time to be serious for Queen Esther, and she did. And she listened for that small, still voice, right, of God's. And what does it mean to be still again? It means to let yourself become weak or to stop, slow down, motionless. Esther had to trust God that if she was going to die, well, she was going to die, but she was going to try her best. Esther chapter 8, verses 1 through 8, and on.
On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jew's enemy, unto Esther the queen, and Mordecai came before the king. But Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther sent Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears. To put away the mischief of him, Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king. And said, "If it please the king, and if I might have found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letter devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the things we do, which are in all the same provinces. But how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kingdom? Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen, and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they would have hanged upon the gallows, because he had laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it is like to you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, for the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, may no man be worshipped.
You know, just as a little side note, as Anrod was reading that last one, you know, how it was saying that the king's seal sealed it, it just popped into my mind, like, when you ask the Lord to be your Savior, you are, like, sealed in the book. You are God's. You are His. And I just, I don't know, a little tidbit. But I just got that. But a lot has happened between each verses that we have read, and it's just so amazing how God can use us if we are willing to let Him use us, and if we take the time and we're listening to His still small voice that we can hear, and God will use us if we are willing. In the beginning, I handed out pieces of paper. Again, there was only eight words on it. Be still and know that I am God. Maybe in the beginning when you read it, yeah, I know that verse, or whatever went through your mind. But now, I'd like you to go home and put that someplace where you see it, maybe every day, and read it and go, well, was I still today? Did I listen to His small voice talking to me? Maybe it has a different meaning to you now. I know it has a huge meaning to me. And if you ask God, He will give you what you need. And He did. He gave me what I needed. And He will for each one of you. And in closing, I want to ask you, I know in closing, I'm sorry, I'm early, but in closing, my question to you is, what does it mean to you to be still and know that I am God? Aunt Ruth, is that, I wanted to sing that song, just the verse, Be Still and Know, but I am not a singer. Would you be willing to start us off? Be still and, okay.
Still and know that I am God. Be still.
Close in prayer.